Light, beautiful, beautiful. All right, so we're gonna see how we can be of additional assistance. We'll begin with Jennifer.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart.
And say, I might have a question.
Okay, ask away.
My question is pretty deep, I would say. It's really who am I? What is my essence? Really?
Well, that's the question, sweetheart. In other words, there are many masters that say just saying that question, who am I, will take you to enlightenment. Because the whole idea is you're not going to answer the question because the linear mind cannot possibly answer the question. And so then that's the point. Is you wake up higher, you wake up true, who you truly are ready to see. So in essence, we're all the I Am Presence. We're all one. So as you start waking up, oh my gosh, when you would normally have a judgment towards someone, in a million years you would never consider it because you really get that other person is you. And it's not like an intellectual knowing, you just sense it, you just feel it, it's just there. And so what ends up happening is, as you keep clearing all of the dualistic patterns, all of the anger towards yourself and others and fear and all that, what you're left with is your true nature, which is our I Am Presence, which is our Christ Presence. And so this is the second coming. This is what is taking us, how would I say it? It's sort of like sweeping us up, as we go. So the more you cry out hallelujah, what they mean by that is the more that you allow love to lead you, to guide the way, you're gonna drop those first impressions. So the knee-jerk reactions and the judgments and all that. And when you drop all that, you're just abundance, you're just love, you're just source, you're just light. So to give you an intellectual answer, they're saying really means nothing because okay, that was nice. But when you watch your mind and when you watch the guilt, the judgment or whatever, and you pour light on it or you give it to source, angels, Jesus, whatever, and you keep cleansing yourself, you keep purifying yourself, and or you can say a continuous mantra, Om Namah Shivaya, or Sohar, whatever, or you can just focus on God, you can focus on your breath, but the idea is, or you can say, who am I? Who am I? The idea is you wake up to who you actually are, which is not an individuated Jennifer separate from individuated Nicole, but we're all source. We're all source. Does that help?
It does. Maybe I could change it to, it's like this peeling apart, this peeling away of my false perceptions. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I think it helps. I'm just I don't know.
When what helps me the most is to remember to open up my heart. So there are times when I say I'm being judgy, I'm really not being judgy very much at all, but I have a judgment. But when I realize that's made up, or that's false, or that's the unconscious guilt I'm still holding inside, because ideas leave not their source, then I don't want to be holding on to any labeling, good, bad, right, wrong, judgment. The more you drop your thoughts about stuff where you're carrying your past forward, and the more you stay in the present, and the more you open your heart to see, then you'll start truly seeing. Then you'll start truly knowing. I'll give you a quick example. There was someone that was like very, extremely not nice to me. And I mean very, very not nice. And at first I was like, well, I have an answer for you. But I really got it that they were just attacking me out of their own pain and their own fear. And I thought of Gandhi, you know, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. What in the world would a good for me to point out how very wrong they are? And I have facts. I mean, I could take them to court, and I mean, in 5 seconds, it would get dismissed. But I thought, how is adding more anger going to contribute to the ascension for everybody if I get into a spitting match with this person? So I opened my heart, and I didn't do it at first, Jen. It was sort of like, I think I'm just going to say this. And I was polite. I was curt. I wasn't rude, but I just listed the facts. And I was going to be dumb. Just the facts. They're in pain. Just the facts. Source said, no, go deeper. I'm like, what do you mean go deeper? I think I was very nice. Go deeper. When I went deeper, I got a message of love for them. And that was the whole point. They were attacking me because they were a hurting puppy. So when I answered the hate, when I answered the attack with love, here's the point. It helped them, but it helped me discover who I truly am. Because if their attack can get me to use the wrong voice, then I'm becoming my false self, or I'm continuing to be my false self. But if I take responsibility for what's emitted from me, and it's like, I just want to be love, I want to be love incarnate, then I have to keep shifting out all that old energy until I find the love. Because that's who you are.
Yeah, that helps. Because I guess it's really, I just feel like I'm in this, like it's the dismantling of the false self in the behavioral mechanisms that I've been living from, operating by, and it's like, it's just this dismantling of, like, it's like a whole new, like a real me.
It really is a whole new. You're absolutely correct about that. Yeah. What also helps me is my commitment to love. So if I notice I'm taking an action out of fear, and I'm trusting my higher self, then I can't be creating out of fear anymore.
Okay, that helps. That helps a lot, because it's like, I feel like the fear program, the fear pattern has just been whoop, whoop, whoop.
Oh, yeah. That's all we ever used to do.
So it's like this, trying to release the fear, like this, integrate the love and dismantle the fear patterning.
Here's what you're doing. You're opening up higher, meaning you're opening up to your higher self, and you're learning to abide. In other words, you're learning to listen. Where normally we would just listen to our mind, we're learning to straighten ourselves out. And so you're going to start feeling the frequencies of things. If I say this, I'm right, but that's a lower consciousness frequency. If I say this, this is better because it's higher. If I say this, ooh, superstar.
And then be kind to myself if I'm not superstar.
Be kind to yourself always.
Yeah.
Because that's the ego's biggest trick. Oh, yeah. You did it wrong. Oh, you're not doing enough. And then you sit down.
Yeah. Okay. I knew it was like a big question, who am I and what is my essence? But I feel like this dialogue and hearing your guidance is more substantial than getting a message, because it's really like, you know, functional.
Meat and potatoes. This is what you need to do. All right. Let's see how you do with all that, my friend. Say your name again, my love.
Jennifer.
You're giving me information, though, and I appreciate it. Here's how you do, my friend, success and growth. That is how well you do. This is final outcome. So if you're curious, if you figure out who you are, there you go. Yes, you do. I hope that helps, sweetheart.
Does, and it always helps. Awesome. All your okay.
Thank awesome. You. You're welcome. Hello, Miss Christy.
Hey there.
Hi there, with the cutest Christmas pictures. Oh my gosh, so cute. Okay, and did you have a question today?
Yeah, mine's not as deep.
That's that okay. It could be about ice cream. We don't mind.
I've had this like intrusive thought that's like I'm gonna get COVID when I go on vacation to Guatemala, or like right before or something. And I obviously there's some fear there. I'm not sure if I'm like gonna manifest it now that it's like intrusive, and now of course like my mind's like, oh, let's keep thinking about it, you know. And now I'm like, oh, I better go get like boosted up, and I just got all these thoughts about it. So I don't have a specific question, but do they have any guidance, or do you have any guidance on that?
Of course. One moment, sweetheart. And what are you doing in Guatemala, may I ask, my friend?
Just bebopping around.
Okay. One moment, sweetheart. And say your name, my love.
Christy.
Say it one more time.
Christy.
Thank you, sweetheart. You're doing really well. I feel like it's a little bit like the residual energy of Jennifer's message, where you're learning to honor love first. And when I'm looking at you, you're actually doing it so successfully. It's like, when is the other shoe gonna fall, or you know, when is the bad news gonna hit, or whatever. So when I'm looking at you, I don't see like the airwaves look particularly clear. What I get is you're learning how to tie your own shoelaces, meaning, say your name again, my love.
Christy.
You're learning to stay in joy. You're learning to stay in light. And so if you think about dualism, it's like up, down, good, bad. And so you've been light for quite a while now. And so it's the ego challenging you. Well, something must be wrong. You know, it's got to balance out somewhere. How? And so you're learning to turn that around. You're learning that love is the way. You're learning to dismiss all charges against self. Say your name again, my love.
Christy.
And you're doing really well. So the more that you can, whatever you're doing, stroking the light, doing mantras, you're doing something that like kind of perks you up and kind of reinforces it all. So just do that one or two times every time you get a little, they're calling it bouncy, but what I get is like you go up and down a little bit. But even when you're going up and down, it's not bad. Like you're not dipping really low, but you're going up and down. But they're saying it's unnecessary. Like you don't need to do that. You've already graduated. You've already hit your high note. In English, what I get is you have enough spiritual stamina. You have enough strength to stay strong in that higher altitude. And it's almost like, it's just like a habit or a matter of practice. In English, like you have enough spiritual strength. You have enough spiritual weight to support you in that higher verse. So that's all it is. And I feel like it's like once, twice, three, shoot. You just need like a little bit more, like tying that shoelace just a little bit tighter, and then you have it. But it's just because you're holding your light and the ego's trying to play with you. That's all. Yes, how good you're doing. All right, so that was your question answered. And say your name again, my love.
Christy.
Trust what you're noticing. Like, make sure you're taking good note-taking. I don't know what it is. You may have two-word advice, but those two words seem like really cool. You may end up with a song out of those two words, or you may end up with a blog out of those two words. There's something where, say your name again, my love.
Christy.
When you're allowing yourself to notice, when you're allowing yourself to hang on most, you're receiving kernels, you're receiving gemstones, and it's like packed with spiritual power. It's packed with spiritual zest, like it's potent. So it's almost like an activation. It's almost like I don't know if Paul got the words "Let it be" and then suddenly the song comes later, but it's like an energy boost. It's an energy download is what I want to say. And say your name again, my love.
Christy.
Pay attention to it. Write it down. Even if it's a sentence, it's a few words, it's going to be developed. It's going to increase and multiply. And when I'm looking at you, it's like literally like a few words, and here comes the whole stanza. Here comes the whole, like, it keeps, it looks like a flow chart. Like you start here, and then it goes here, and then it goes here, and then you're adding there, and before you know it, you have a whole staircase. Say your name again, my love.
Christy.
Super good. You're hitting some beautiful high notes. They're saying you're within excellent range. You're within excellent range. And happy holiday to you.
Thanks so much. I'm certainly been note-taking, that's for sure. So I appreciate it.
Excellent. And say your name one more time, my love.
Christy.
Notice what you feel. The only last thing I'm going to add to that is when I watch you receive these downloads, there's a little bit of a zap or a little bit of like, ooh, you know, like when you like someone, you're like, ooh, I can feel that. Like, it's going to be like that. Like, ooh, I can feel that. Trust that. Trust that shine. Trust that illumination. Oh, so good, sweetheart. Mwah.
Well, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Happy holiday, honey. All right, Miss Kim.
I just said, I hope she calls me. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I'm just trying to get the recorder.
Sure.
I was jumping up and down when I heard Christy give her question because the crazy, I hope she's still here. We're all one. Okay?
We are.
And you mentioned fear in Jennifer's message. Mm-hmm. And then Christy came on. And I said, that was a question, kind of a question I was going to ask the other day, but didn't. Because mm-hmm. I was afraid in front of the group to mention anything about the C word, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And my thoughts of getting a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Actually, I almost asked you twice, but then I went and got the shot. And then I didn't want to tell you anyone that I got it. Because then I'm like, oh, they're gonna think I'm not using my spiritual gifts. You know what I mean? Like, I'm worried what other spiritual people think of me. Is that crazy?
Okay, so let me interrupt just for one moment. Hold your thought. If other spiritual people are judging you for that, they have their own work to do. Because if they're holding that judgment, that's gonna keep them from their ascension. So don't think they're so hot if they're judging you for that. They're more lost than you are. Yes, ma'am.
My question was this, because I got the shot,
mm-hmm.
afterward, I finally listened. I was too, like, not feeling well over the weekend, but it was fine. I did the Novavax one, the one that's not MNR. I did some research,
mm-hmm.
whatever. Well, whatever matched with me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I'm listening to the Cryon that I was going to listen to on the weekend, and I pushed it off, and I went and listened last night, and it was all about being able to heal yourself. And not giving in, well, but people take placebos and it works if they believe it.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, maybe I took a placebo. Who cares if it works?
I think that's the point, sweetheart. I think the point is who cares. I think it's very important that we release all judgment towards self and others, because the problem is not COVID. The problem is judgment. It's because of judgment that COVID even is a thing. So we want to remember that there are many, many roads and they all lead to Rome. There are many paths to ascension. There are many paths to good health. And it's important that everybody honor their own master self inside with what is appropriate for you. For one person, they can heal themselves just fine. For another person, it could trigger a past lifetime that they could actually get more sick. So they can trust their inner guidance that says, don't go the self-healing. So it's not for anyone outside to tell another what's the right path at all. And people that think they should, they're listening to their ego. There's no way they're listening to their higher self if they're professing that. It's just something that we're all growing. So we're all working with these concepts of recognizing that we are creating all this. We're actually creating the dream. We're creating the problems with our dualistic mind. And so we have these beautiful beings popping up that are waking up to self-healing abilities, because it's true. It's all our consciousness. There's no separation. We can heal everything. However, the second that we use it to judge ourselves over it, we're back to square one. So it's very important that we stroke ourselves often. In other words, love is the way, love is the master, but particularly that everyone needs to really start honoring their own I Am presence, their own master teacher within. So no, I need to follow anyone else's path. So you're doing just fine. Well, way, way better than fine, actually, of course. Anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt. If you had more regarding that, you'd like to share.
Well, regarding that was, I was on the fence because, yes, like I never had COVID, so I don't even know what that's like. But I also know that I'm going to be having dental surgery coming up right after New Year's, and that's the time where everyone's down and whatnot. And all the people, like, if I do want to go out, and I didn't want to be in crowds recently. I don't even want to be around people because, like, I don't want to, like, postpone the surgery because I need my daughter here who's going to take me. And also,
okay, so let me just, I'm so sorry. Okay. They're asking me to cut you off only because some of your communication is not of the highest frequency, and they really want you to stay in that highest.
So how I got to do this, finally lined up with it. It took me like a week. I finally lined up with them doing this for me because I want to heal from my implant.
Okay, so here's what they're trying to get me, and I'm sorry to keep interrupting, but they're asking me to keep them. I'm so sorry.
Talk about this. This is why I didn't want to bring it up.
Okay. Okay, did you have a question that you wanted to ask regarding it?
Once you line up with it, then I think I lined up with it.
What do you mean once
Maybe
you line
I
up with it? Once you line
if
up.
If I didn't line up with the decision to get that shot.
Okay.
I was having regrets afterward, like going, when I listened to Cryon and I said, maybe
I see what you're saying.
I could have stayed in, if I would have stayed in my knowing, maybe I wouldn't have got it, but I did it. And at the time I felt good about it, but then afterward I was like, I don't know. I guess it's the same thing you're talking about, I'm judging me, not even what other people think. I'm judging me because I gave in to, maybe there was some fear. The sister-in-law and her husband now has it, and they're in New York. She tried, you know, but I thought her line up with me and not her.
Here's how I feel about it. I feel like everything is always 100% in divine order. When I tune into you, I feel like it was the wise choice to get the shot, because I feel like if you had not gone into it, it would have created a lot more panic or fear for you. And especially, I don't know the up relatives, whatever you were talking about, but what I got was that upcoming surgery that would have created too much disturbance. that if you hadn't gotten it and you're just honoring your self-healing, you would have been doing just fine, but that additional agitation or whatever that actually would not have served your homeostasis, meaning your peace. So in terms of your healing, you're just fine. So this is the whole point. It's like everything is in divine order. So for this time around, it feels very supportive that you did what you did. Now you have the new crying information. What I get from that is it's sort of like trickling in. Like it's something to consider for the next new tomorrow. So something to sort of, you know, this is something to kind of process. This is something to sort of sit with me. And that's how I feel that you're going to be using it. And when I'm looking at you, you actually are an extraordinary healer. So this is the point. It's sort of like dropping the seeds to get you to start thinking, to get the wheels turning. That's how I'm receiving you. And everything just feels in perfect divine order.
Yeah, I was listening to he had a Saint Germain meditation came through. Mm-hmm. And I said, this is actually going to be helpful for all of this going into the procedure. Mm-hmm. I said that I feel like I was handed a gift now to accompany me. It's okay what I did. Mm-hmm. And I have tools.
Exactly. It's more than okay. It's fine. Yeah, I just feel like you're following divine order. So this is the whole point. It's like, do other people have access to my higher self better than I do? No, they do not. Do you see?
Yes.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. When you just said yes, I had energy just run through me. Like, you got it. You got it.
And I love what you were saying about the fear thing, because I am so aware, even when I make mistakes, well, I go, like, give into it, and then afterward, I'm like, of course, like, I'm frazzled, because I gave into, like, I tell when I gave into fear, but it's okay, but, like, next time, like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Different things I did, and I have to undo them, because it was, like, fear of missing out even on a sale, and then I had to return the thing, because it was,
You have a lot more awareness now. You have a lot more awareness. You used to do things in fear incredibly unconsciously. Now you're getting more and more conscious. So this is the point. The more, like, the glass is half full, keep noticing the positive. You're becoming much more aware. It's really good. All right.
Good.
Let's see if there's anything else. Say your name again, my love.
Kim.
They're just showing me destiny cards. They're kind of like, oh, nope, she's good. Because I really feel like you internalized a pearl, and I still feel that. Whenever you said, yeah, you said one word, like, oh, or yes, or whatever it was, like, I felt it, like, I still feel it. Strengthening bonds with your higher self. There you go. Mm. You're doing really good. Love is the way.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. All right, Miss Perry and Checkmate. Such a cute couple.
Well, aren't we though? Sitting in the bed.
All right, sweetheart. And did you have a question today?
Not really. I think I'm just checking in after last week.
Okie dokie. And say your first name, my love.
Harry.
And say it one more time.
Harry.
I feel like you're going to have an opportunity pass your way. The more you can straighten up, the more that you can smile, the more that you can be excited, the more that you can join in. Excuse me, solar plexus and open up. I don't know if you're channeling Saint Germain. I don't know what's going on, but I feel like the energies are already circulating. In other words, they're already in your auric field. And they're very bright. I mean, extraordinarily bright. Say your name again, my love.
Harry.
They're saying be open to what you already know. I just feel like you're going to have some kind of spiritual communication or gifting or offering. Like, it's literally right here. Like, where do you want me to put the deviled eggs? Like, there's literally on the platter already. Like, here you go. Here you go. Strengthening bonds. When I'm looking at you, you've got masters, you've got Saint Germain, you've got good listening ears. Say your name again, my love.
Gary.
Focus on the light. Anything where you open up to light, you open up to higher awareness. Like just keep refreshing. Like, even when I'm looking at you, your eyes are shining at me. Like healing energy is coming out of your eyes. It's just brilliant. You're well on your way, lady. Yeah, I mean, you really, really, really are. Say your name one more time, my love.
Perry.
You just want to realize, like, I know you've been out to Mount Shasta and all that. Like, nobody else has, like, a copyright on this. You know, just because someone does something first doesn't mean it's an exclusive. There are 8 billion people on the planet, and we all need to awaken. Everyone needs to help out. There's something where, oh, well, they're already doing it. Like, when I'm looking at you, oh, it's already done. Not through your eyes, not through your energy, not through what you have to share. Heal. So you want to remember, the reason we have all these different religions is depending on people's past life experiences and so forth, different religions work. You know, for someone, they want to be a Buddhist. For another, Buddhism would never work for them. But they're all coming together to the nucleus, to self-mastery. So when I'm looking at you, say your name one more time, my love.
Harry.
You want to be ready to get up and go. When I say get up and go, I don't mean physical. I mean, like, catch the energy, ride the energy, be willing to be included, be willing to be recognized, be willing to stand up. Like, you were in class and the teacher's like, okay, who's ready to give their report? And your report's ready, but you don't know that you want to stand up there and talk. So you don't, like, announce that you have your report ready. That's how I feel about you. You have the report in your briefcase, but you're not saying it. You're not revealing a word. Say your name again, my love.
Harry.
You're already there. When I'm looking at you, you may or may not realize this, but it's like you're already sitting at a campfire at night. So you may be sitting on your couch, but you've got Master sitting down next beside you, and you're hanging out. You're very comfortable with the vibration. You're very comfortable with the sacred knowledge. And they're basically saying, now? Okay, let us know when. Well, it deserves a reward. There's no error. It's actually in divine timing, but they're sharing this message so that you start waking up, so that you start getting ready. Because what I get is you've been so busy, I don't know, like coming off trauma or coming off bad times, that, like, you haven't had time to, like, fully waken up. Like, you haven't had time to fully see. Say your name one more time, my love.
Harry.
You're ready. You're ready. When they're saying you're ready, you have a little time, obviously. But they're saying you're ready, so you start considering it. So you start thinking about it. So you start pretending to see, like, maybe there's something to this. Throat chakra. Amazing. Say your name one more time, my love.
Harry.
You got it. I have a sign in front of me, and in one of the words, the E is just staring at me, and it's E for excellence. Healing begins. Say your name one last time, my love.
Here.
Anything where you can start to enjoy it. Like, when I look at you, you get very mental. You're like, well, I don't know what to do, and how is this, and what, like, da 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 da. Drop the mental and just enjoy the charge. Just enjoy the energy. Just enjoy the notion of higher circumstances, even if you don't know exactly where it's going, what's going to come out of it, just start kind of singing your way or getting excited or getting interested or getting encouraged or getting open to the possibility. Your last card, sweetheart, is embrace, which is the world card for tarot, which is just simply brilliant. So this is the point. You're heading there regardless, but they're just helping you along. And say your name one more time, my love.
Perry.
They're saying they're helping you to arrive early, actually. So when I said helping you along, they corrected me a little bit. And they said helping you to arrive early. And there you go, third eye chakra card. Very, very good. Please receive. Please, please, please. They mean that so sincerely. Exactly. Take it in. Take it in. Yeah, it's good. No pressure. Just take it in and just start playing with it, feeling it. Like, maybe I could do that. Why not? Have fun. Fun. No pressure. Fun. I hope that helps, sweetheart.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Indeed, we surround each with love, light, and truest understanding. So much love to everyone. Thanks for joining. We'll be back Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Have a beautiful, light-filled rest of your day. Mwah! Much love, everyone. Mwah.